This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. And before I get started with my windy today, I want to let you know that I'm heading out to do a musical tour through Arizona, Utah, New Mexico, and Colorado this summer. So I'm going to be gone for many weeks. I'm going to spend some time on the Green River and Dinosaur National Monument along the way. And so I won't be coming into Tucson every couple weeks to record new shows. What am I going to do? I'm going to rebroadcast my series about a river trip through the Grand Canyon. It was a 21-day river trip back in 2011, and everything didn't go right, so stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, life up in Seven Mile Canyon stays interesting. Oh, the day after Memorial Day, on that Tuesday, the ranchers came through, and they rounded up because, as I've told you, there's no water out there, and the stubble that's left from last year is not enough to feed a cow, as there were not enough winter rains to make the grass grow. But they missed a cow. Now, at the gate into my church camp, there's a little spring, normally in June, flows for about 20 or 30 feet, and it's fenced off by the game and fish to keep it clean for wildlife. Because, you know, the cows, they'll just stand there and defecate in it all day, given the chance. Oh, last week, I was pulling out, headed into town in Pleasant Valley, and there was a cow inside the fence. Now, that spring has gotten so tiny that I've dug out the last little wet spot. And first thing in the morning, it holds about a gallon of water, no more. But by noon, that gallon has disappeared because the trees are photosynthesizing and their roots are sucking up the water and lowering the water table. Overnight, the trees cease their photosynthesis and the water table is able to recharge. So there's only water in that bowl in the mornings right now. And this is 1 in the afternoon. As usual, the cow sees me come into the area, and cows, as they do up there, she runs away. She heads away. I figure she'll figure out where she came through the fence and go back through. I'll watch, and then I can tighten up that piece of the fence for the future. But she heads off into a corner where she gets caught up in the wire and can't get through. She manages to extricate herself back down and tries again and gets caught up again. She is frustrated. And she turns around and walks down into the area. Before I know it, she charges me, hits me full on in the sternum with her head down. And there I am on the ground being butted by this cow. A little bit scary, I will admit. And I reacted without thinking. Where's a soft spot I can poke to get this cow off me? Well, my thumb went in her eye and she backed off. Hopefully it just slid in and the eyeball moved out of the way. And as she left my immediate vicinity and I laid there and groaned in pain, I noted that her udder was quite full. I laid there for a while until I felt I could get up, and feeling lucky that she hadn't stepped on me. And by the time I got up and looked around, she had found her way back out through the fence and was gone. I went into town and called the rancher and told him I had a little incident with his cow. And he said, oh, yeah, we were missing two and we need to get out there and get them. And I said, well, I only saw the one. And it took me a bit to realize her udder was very full. She's not been drinking. She was dehydrated and probably not getting enough water to really produce a lot of milk. And her calf was likely at the stage where it needed water in addition to her milk. And quite possibly the calf had died. So here's a cow who's lost her calf. She's been tangled in barbed wire. She's severely dehydrated. That explains her behavior. Oh, It hurts when I laugh. It hurts when I cough, but I'm getting over it. So, I'll be looking forward to sharing some new tales with you when I return to Tucson. But in the meantime, enjoy the rebroadcast of my river trip from 2011. Looking forward to seeing you not getting tangled up with wildlife. This is Arizona Trails with Ev Emerson.